What's going on? Tuesday, Show Me the Money Club live right here, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. What's going on, Serge? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hopefully we don't get cut off, but if I get kicked off, I know what to do. So,
yep. Yeah. And if I get kicked off, it's because the power went out, because it's like really hot out. So, yeah, it could be. Yeah. And then, damn it, Canada, you got to get your house in order. I'm sick and tired of freaking smoke coming from you. Get your house in order, clean your shit, and take care of your wildlife, because I'm sick and tired of breathing in your nasty ass scummy air. Boom.
Wow. That's a way to go. Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada, you're socialist and not free.
Okay.
Well, it is episode 165. We got a great show for you. So let's get right into what we're going to be talking about. We got no tax on tips. Does it benefit Uber and Lyft drivers? If you watched my video earlier, you might already know the answer to that. But we're going to be talking about it a little bit more. We also got 6 insights to increase your tips, which is going to be good. And then also the dirty game of rider cancellations. Hey, what did I tell you about Fight Club? Don't talk about Fight Club.
This is not Fight Club.
This is Fight Club. This is Fight Club territory.
Is it?
Well.
We'll see.
We're going to be talking about some Lyft algorithmic discrimination. It's worse than what we had with the MPU test. Yeah. We're also going to be talking about 5 topics drivers should not be talking about with their riders. And then also, would you put your kid or teen in a Waymo or Uber? Then we're going to get into the Super Chat shoutouts and comments. And then we're going to go to our driver's corner, where we're going to have you come on and talk about why are more people driving for Uber and Lyft than ever before, even though everybody's complaining about it.
Yep. Well, it's one of my articles I wrote. It's just a couple of days ago. It showed up on the free subscribe. Please subscribe to the free newsletter. I enjoy writing, and last few were bangers. This is pretty decent too. Go subscribe, and so you can get the articles. My article, Jay's. I don't know who else is writing these days. Why are 8 million people driving for Uber around the globe? There you go.
All right. So I see somebody's in here from Toronto. Look, I love Canada. I see it. I literally see it every single day. But seriously, the wildfires are getting a little out of hand. I don't want to breathe in that nasty smoke.
We need Canada, man. We need Canada. We need it's the 51st state. What are you talking about?
No, right? We got to make sure that northern area is secure for the shipping routes.
Oh, Canada! Hey, man, it's all good.
Either way,
yeah.
Not only make sure you subscribe for the free newsletter, which Sergio, and you know what, I gotta say, I think Jay put out one of his best articles recently too.
Jay did, yeah. Yes.
So Jay put out a great article. So I don't know. I think Jay is getting some inspiration from you, maybe.
You know, he's on a beach in Thailand at the moment, so I don't know who's getting that, what inspiration. And
that could have a huge impact on it, too. You're able to step back, relax, enjoy. So make sure you do sign up for the free newsletter, which is going to be linked in the description. But not only that, if you have your story and you want to share it, Behind the Wheel is a great series that we put out with Sergio and a driver, or you know, 2 drivers, if it's a husband and a wife, which we've done a story on. So it's a great different way to see what drivers are doing in their particular area or market, which may, you know, resonate with you. You may think they're crazy because, you know, they got 100% acceptance rate, or, you know, they got a mannequin in their car or something. But everybody for their own works for them. So it's a great different way to see the different drivers out there, what they're doing, the why, all that good stuff. And then Sergio's famous questions at the end. So if you're not watching Behind the Wheel, make sure you do. And also, if you'd like to participate on Behind the Wheel and, you know, share your thoughts, share your opinions, share what you're doing, and, you know, have a nice little conversation with Sergio Behind the Wheel, make sure you hit him up, Sergio@therideshareguy.com.
Yep, definitely hit me up. We have a couple in the can, but we always like to stay ahead. Email me, Sergio@therideshareguy.com. I'll send you a Zoom link. We'll hop on. We don't edit. We don't mess around. We don't put a muzzle on you. You can do whatever you want, say whatever you want. and we'll put it on the channel as is. I have very high hopes for the next two that are coming up. And I have one actually that I'm already working on to do. So please email me. I would love to hear from you. And it's a relaxed fireside chat. Yeah. So, of course. Hey, Steve, what's happening? So, yeah, please email me. And I would love to put you on the channel and get your story out, get your voices heard.
Yep. All right, let's move on. You guys might be wondering what's going on. I know there's a lot of talk on, you know, the big, beautiful bill. I don't care if you're left. I don't care if you're right. It's going to affect everybody equally in this country. It's law. So there's a lot of tax changes. There's a lot of tax implications. If you have a small business, oh man, there's a lot of great stuff in here. And you know, there's definitely something I'm going to recommend right off the bat. First off, if you don't have a CPA, get a CPA right now and talk to them about the different options that you have, because there's a lot of things within this bill that you can use towards expenses, towards like expensing your vehicle at a one-time expense. So you could go out and get a new car if you need to. I know we don't talk about that, but you know, get a new or used car, new car, whatever it might be, however you drive, however it works for you. And you could probably take that out if you are doing a lot of money. If you're not doing a lot of money in income, you know, it might not be the same. But again, talk to a CPA because there's a lot of big changes that are going to be coming. And it's just best to strategize for yourself, especially that we're now in July. So make sure that you know what's going on. And then that way, hopefully it will eliminate most of the tax burden, if not all. And hopefully good things are coming that way. But yes, we're going to be talking about no tax on tips more specifically when it comes to it, because we're drivers, we get tipped. And you know what? At the first part of it, it wasn't looking like it was going to be coming to independent contractors like gig workers, but they did amend it and change it. And it does include gig workers. But the question is, will it actually impact drivers or not?
That's the best dash cam. We'll save that to the end. Nexar. Get Nexar.com, put RSG Nexar, and then get an additional discount off.
That's the comments for the end.
Okay, we'll save it to the end. Okay. No tax on tips law. This was on Uber's blog. Uber says they worked hard for us on this one. It says Uber spoke up for you. So Uber drivers and couriers have long earned tips for providing great service. So it's only fair that you be treated the same, no matter how you work. That's why Uber led the fight with your members of Congress to make sure independent workers were included in the bill. Look, I looked into this every which way possible. First of all, it's a positive. Obviously, look, not paying on taxes on tips is positive. However, in the gig economy, there's rideshare specific drivers, there are delivery only drivers, and then there's a hybrid group, which is very small. I don't know why, Chris. People don't either do rideshare or they do delivery. They don't do both. I like doing both.
I do rideshare. I did delivery for many years, delivering pizza. It was great. And I think that's kind of why my delivery is like, no, I don't like doing it for, you know, DoorDash or Beats.
Yeah, no, I understand. And it's quite interesting that, you know, rideshare drivers just want to do rideshare, and some delivery drivers don't want any passengers in their car, or their car is too old to do rideshare and things like that. This will affect delivery drivers a lot more, because doing deliveries on DoorDash, on Grubhub, on Uber Eats, on Instacart is basically working for tips. On rideshare, not so much. The base is still reasonably good. When I do deliveries and I do a $3 trip, I make sure there's a $3 base fare trip for a mile. I make sure there is a $10 tip on it. So it's going to be, you know, both groups are going to be affected differently. Basically, that's what I'm trying to say. Overall, it's a good thing. So we'll go to the next screenshot. New York Times did a really, really good comparison, side by side comparison. It's an illustrative guide. So In fact, they even mentioned rideshare drivers. So if you are a retail salesperson, let's say you work at Gap or this or that, obviously there's no tips. So that's not going to affect you that much. However, I think this is going to affect servers, right? Waiters, waitresses, bartenders. It may even go down to, valet parking folks and, wherever. Basically, most of your money is coming from tips, okay? I think it's going to make a big difference in their lives as opposed to the rideshare driver. However, I compare the delivery drivers to like a waiter or waitress at the restaurant or a server. The reason is we're just a server in our cars as opposed to taking the food from the kitchen to the table and expect a 15 to 20% tip on the bill. What we do is we just pick it up from the restaurant and take it to your house and drop it off, expecting, well, it's on the ping screen. So as our good friend Pedro Santiago used to say, no tip, no trip. I please adhere to that rule. And then they broke it down for rideshare drivers as well in the New York Times. So others wouldn't gain because other benefits already eliminate, the tax burden. Now, we're not giving you tax advice. This is not business tax advice, none of that stuff. But most of you, I'm assuming, are taking the IRS standard deduction. I think it's 74 cents this year, if I'm not mistaken, for each mile you drive with the app on, okay? Most of us, and we know, Uber said this, is not me, about 15 to 20%, because there was an article last week that dropped with Dara Khosrowshahi saying that tips should be optional. In fact, Chris, I tweeted it out. Jay put a video out yesterday. He said he is pissed off to the Uber CEO, right? I tweeted it out saying, I finally converted you, Jay. After 6 years, I converted him. And sure enough, go check that video out. So Dara Khosrowshahi basically said, tip only if you get service and beyond, above and beyond. What am I supposed to do? Give foot massages? What am I doing here, Dara? So there are tax breaks that could eliminate the workers' tax liability before no tax on tips comes into picture for most rideshare drivers, because our tips are 15 to 20% or 15 to 20% of passengers tip, 70, 80, 85% don't tip. If it's within the app, obviously, it's going to be on your 1099. So, for example, a full-time Uber or Lyft driver who can take advantage of the mileage deduction, which increases with every mile driven, may not have much use for another tax break, such as no tax on tips. Obviously, if you get cash tips, it's your call to, to declare it or not. But what I'm trying to say is that, so this is going to affect...
Bro, all my money fell off in a boating accident.
It did, yeah. Dog ate my money. So what I'm trying to say is that if you're a delivery driver, definitely, I think this will help you, courier. Let's say if you're a strict rideshare driver, most likely this is not going to affect you that much. But that's the news. No tax on tips, sir.
Now, this is on the federal side. State side does not necessarily mean there's no tax on tips.
Yep,
so that's one thing to take into account, especially states like New York, states like California, Illinois, high tax states. Those are going to have, likely, you're still going to have tax on tips. Although you could try and, call your legislator, your state senators and house members and however your government is set up and see if they will change. Highly doubtful. Okay. Don't hold your breath on it, but you can still try reaching out to them, make some changes there. So hopefully then that way, at least, you're getting both sides of the burden off. But either way, yes, that is good on the tax part. Now, let's move on, though. Let's talk about tips. We talked about 15 or so percent of people tip on average. We want to try to get that up there. We know Jeff, Sunshine Man, he gets about 40% of his riders tip. So I think he's one of the highest tipped out there. If not, he's definitely in the top five when it comes down to the most tipped driver out there. So we have six strategies, and unfortunately, three did not make it on there. So when we get to three, I will just read it off from my screen. For some reason, it didn't go into the slides right. So I'm just letting you know there. But yes, let's talk about increasing tips, what you can do to try to help get that 15% up to something higher, like maybe 40%. What would that do for your bottom line? What would that do for your pocket? And what would that do if you could claim that or not have to claim that on taxes?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so this is actually an article that Jay wrote, Jay Crater. You guys can, again, there are these types of articles as well on the newsletter, on the website. Please go check it out. Just, it's free, man. Free is good. So bonuses are nice, but unreliable. We know quests have disappeared, right? Challenges are very rare. You know, surge is neither here nor there. Relying on bonus incentives from Uber and Lyft can be risky, right? Okay. While these bonuses vary and may temporarily increase earnings, they are unreliable. Tips, on the other hand, offer a consistent and controllable way to supplement your income. Consider this. Listen to this, folks. This is damn right. Earning an extra 20 in tips each shift. Let's say you're out there 8-hour shift. Just 8 hours, 6 hours, whatever. Earning an extra on $20 on each shift is an additional $5,000 annually. Chris, yep. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of oil changes. That's a lot of tires. That's a lot of brake jobs. That's a lot. So people, don't be a-holes to your riders. You're pissed off, I know, to Uber, Lyft, whatever you are pissed off to. It's not the rider's fault. The rider is actually more pissed off these days than you are, because they're getting ripped a new one every time they get in your car. So all I'm saying is, you know, do certain things that we're going to talk about here, and you will get that $20 a day, okay? In fact, this is on a five-day week. Jay figured this out, by the way. He didn't figure it out on 7. If you work every day, you get $20 extra every day. That's 70, what is it now? $7,300, $7,300 a year. I mean, I'm pretty sure all of you are decent, have decent cars, clean cars, all that stuff. You can squeeze $20 out of riders. This reliability makes tips one of the most valuable resources for drivers. It absolutely does. In this day and age of $3 tips flying around, $4 tips for 5 miles, tips actually have become a really, really important part of a driver's income. So please, you know, drive safely, give good service, and get that $20 a day.
Yep. Or at least try to.
Yep. The same thing, surge pricing, right? You go chase surge, neither here. By the time you get there, surge kryptonite, the Red Sea parts, right? You're the only one in the middle without surge. And so the tips are always an option, obviously. We know you can't force anybody to tip you, but you can convey someone, you know, and to tip you, right? If you want to talk, if they want to talk, you talk. You want to play their own music, you know, all kinds of things, right? You can do so many things to get tipped. And regardless whether it's a peak time or not, you know, focusing on surge as opposed to tips. In fact, I interviewed on Behind the Wheel, Chris, I interviewed Levi from Syracuse. He's also a very, very, very highly tipped driver. And yeah, man, you know, make sure you're getting tips. And on the next one.
Yeah, that's number 3. Like I said, that one wasn't, somehow didn't make it in, but it says tips are available on every ride. Unlike bonuses or surge pricing, you can directly influence tips with each ride. You can maximize your chances of receiving tips by providing excellent service, keeping your vehicle clean, which I've seen somebody post that in the chat already, being polite and professional. Over time, these small efforts can accumulate. Even a $3 tip on a short ride adds up when multiplied across hundreds of monthly rides. Each trip presents an opportunity. Your job is to take advantage of it. With consistency, these incremental earnings can become a significant part of your monthly income.
Yeah, so that's what a lot of drivers don't do, Chris. A lot of drivers look at it day by day by day, as opposed to look at the bigger picture. That the slide we showed before, just $20 per shift is $5,000 a year. You guys don't joke with that kind of money, okay? And I mean, keep your car clean. I don't know. There's basic stuff that you need to do. And again, you know, I'm being facetious, of course. You know, you're not supposed to give foot massages, but just be nice to your riders, man.
I'm not a happy ending.
No happy ending on that one.
Wait, a $5 tip is a happy ending to the end of the ride. Doesn't necessarily mean the happy ending you might be thinking about. So get your mind out of the gutter there, Sergio.
Yeah, they got a driver right there. And also on tipping, folks, right? You can actually anticipate or expect tipping, right, on airport trips. So maybe you should focus more on airport trips. You know what I'm saying? And you should maybe focus on weekend bar hopping trips. People have a couple of drinks already in their system. They're feeling good. You play their music. You know, you ask them, hey, how you doing? How's your neck on? All these things you can do. You don't have to be a chatterbox, but, you know, so read the room. You can definitely increase your earnings by tips. And then since now we have no tax on tips, why not? Give it your best shot.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Uber and Lyft like to make everything of theirs into a game to try to get you to accept everything. Yeah. Turn this into a game. Turn it into a game to get your passenger to tip you.
Oh, there he is. Hold on. Look at this one. He's here.
There you go. 19,000 the past 3 years as a part-time driver.
Wow.
Not too shabby. See,
that's 6,000 a year or more, 6,300 a year. And he's part-time. I know he's like maybe 30 hours a week. See what I mean? That's ridiculous. Yeah, not too shabby right there. That's crazy. There you go.
You gonna do number four?
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. I mean, I think the numbers speak for itself because there's an ad there. I don't want them to have more exposure because Harry has ads everywhere inside the articles now. Yeah.
Hey, you want to look good and smell good, right? You don't want to have body odor and look disgusting. So get some Pantene.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah.
Go Pantene.
Yeah, I mean, look, my bottom line, Chris, is going to be start with a clean car. If somebody comes into your car, makes a little bit of a mess, just pull over, clean the car for the next person that's coming into the car. Be considerate. Read the room. If they want to talk, talk. If they don't want to talk, don't talk. All these things make a big difference, and tips have become an appreciable part of a rideshare driver's income these days, and there's no reason. And each trip is an opportunity. If you're pulling out 20, 25 trips a day, if you're a full-time driver, there's no reason you shouldn't pull that 20, 25 bucks down in tips, and it will add up. It will add up to a decent amount of money at the end of the year.
Yep. And then let's do number four. So it says a $5 tip doubles as a $5 ride. So he's talking about how short rides often feel unproductive, but tips can turn them into valuable opportunities. $5 tip on a $5 ride effectively doubles your earnings, making it more worthwhile. Longer rides can offer even more significant potential. So, for example, a $10 tip on a $30 ride can increase your hourly earnings from 30 to 40, a considerable increase. And tips allow you to transform low-paying rides into profitable ones and elevate decent rides into exceptional levels. They help level the playing field, making every ride, regardless of distance or duration, a meaningful part of your day. Again, get that Pantene so then that way you smell fresh.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, the Sunshine Man had 19,000 in tips, right? So he used to drive in Myrtle Beach, Charleston area, obviously touristy area. But, you know, if you guys met him on Behind the Wheel twice already or three times, I think, he has such an outgoing, smiley face, always positive energy, then no wonder he gets 40% of the tips. But now, Chris, he moved to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see if he gets the same amount of tips in Colorado as he did in Myrtle Beach, he's the king. He is the unequivocal, unquestionable king.
Look at the comment.
Well, that you read my mind, Sunshine Man.
35% so far. So he went down just a touch. He went down 5%.
35%, I guarantee you, is double plus of Colorado average. I guarantee it. Well, there you go, folks. Go check Behind the Wheel.
Yep.
Go check Behind the Wheel.
Let's talk about this conversation influence tips, which is tip number five. Conversation is one of the most effective ways to increase your tips. Absolutely. Passengers value engagement, friendly, engaging, empathetic driver. It can make the ride memorable. Rideshare driving is more of a sales job than a driving job. You're selling your ride, experiencing yourself. However, it's crucial to read the passenger's mood. Some riders prefer silence, while others might welcome a thoughtful discussion. adjust your approach based on their demeanor. These skills develop with experience, but are well worth mastering. Well-timed compliments or sharing local knowledge can leave a lasting impression, increasing the likelihood of receiving a tip. Being attentive and adaptive allows you to turn each interaction into an opportunity for extra earnings. As Sergio had mentioned earlier, read the room, know what's going on. So if somebody gets in your car, always start off with the same exact thing. Hey, how you doing? You know, that simple stuff. You're going to know, you should know right away if they're going to want to talk or not, if they're going to want to or not. And then there's other things on top of it that you can do, but we'll talk about that after we go over number six, which is a good night's sleep is my biggest determinant. And energy plays a crucial role in determining revenue for rideshare drivers. When I'm tired, I find it challenging to engage with passengers, which negatively impacts my tips. Fatigue affects mood, leading to irritability and a lack of enthusiasm that passengers can easily recognize. In contrast, when I'm well-rested, my positive energy enhances the experience for everyone in the car. Rested drivers more patient, conversational, and accommodating. Positive energy is contagious, and passengers respond by giving better tips. While factors like engaging in conversation, vehicle cleanliness are essential, nothing influences tips as significantly as being well-rested and mentally prepared for the day. And we talked about this last week when we were talking about the tolls of what it takes on the body when you are driving for Uber and Lyft. And, you know, burnout and all of that type of thing plays into this. So yes, good night rest, eating properly, you know, getting up and stretching, you know, once an hour or something when it comes to sitting around in your car all the time. Doing those types of things is going to reflect on your how you are and your demeanor and everything about it. So that is definitely going to help.
But dethroned the king. Okay, you ready for this one?
What is
it? In Myrtle Beach?
I want to see
the screenshot. No screenshot. It never happened.
I mean, hey, if you're getting 90% of your passengers tipping, goddamn,
I don't know what the hell you're doing, bro.
But pictures.
Yeah,
we got to see.
You're at therideshareguy.com. I'm not dethroning the sunshine man
here. Right here, 80% passengers tip with a new where they're at,
and that's the next guy. The next guy is in Jersey, Tony Salimage. He says 80% tip. Okay, throwing numbers like this is easy. Send me the screenshot, Sergio. At the right, send me your last week's screenshot. Let me see the tips. It's just simple. It says right there. You can't hide it.
Yep,
you know. We ain't getting rid of the sunshine man yet. So,
but either way, when it comes down to it, yes, do those tips. There are other things that you can actually do as well to put tipping on the mind of a passenger. You know, I talked about a while ago how you can make a tipping sign or a five-star sign that's custom to you. Not only that, you can actually take that into a tablet. You could put a tablet on your car. Not just play octopus, but if you want to do your own, where you could go out, if you know local businesses and you want to say, hey, I can offer advertising because I have so many people coming in and out of my car. We talked about this, I don't know, several months ago, where you could do that. You could do that too. And then at the bottom, you can put all of your tipping information, whether it's Zelle or Venmo or whatever it might be that you're using or have access to. And of course, try to get them all because not everybody might be using Venmo. Not everybody might be using Zelle, Cash App, whatever it might be. So make sure that you have as many as you can signed up so then it's easier for that passenger to tip you. The whole point is creating less friction because if there's some sort of friction, it definitely ends it. But if you're as frictionless as possible, which means you're able to offer all of the barcodes that they're able to tip you on, and that way it's going to be a lot easier or a lot more potential for that. So definitely thinking outside the box helps and a lot of things there. So yeah, you can definitely increase your tips. And for those who are saying, oh, come on, I tried. I don't think you did. I mean, passengers, again, some will not tip. I mean, the average is 15%. Yeah. That's the average. But if you can do a little bit more, make it a game. I mean, think about it. When you started driving, wasn't it a little bit of a game for yourself? You know, getting some of those rides with surge attached to it or getting the bonus or whatever it might have been that may have been offered at the time. Or it was just kind of a little addicting and you wanted to get out there and drive as much as you could. You know, make this into a game. You know, that might reignite some of the things in it. And yeah, if you're starting to see $20, $30 extra a shift, that can have a substantial impact by the end of the year. I mean, we're halfway through the year. You could get another, you know, $2,000-$4,000 added to whatever you're going to make if you try implementing these few things.
Yeah. And you know what Pablo did? The one, Pablo, you know, a good friend, Pablo, he was on the MPU video as well.
Yep.
He created these, you know, with AI, you can create these things, and he laminated it. You know, he did a cute sign, hung it on the back of the passenger seat and his own seat with the Zelle and, you know, PayPal and QR codes. So frictionless, zap, boom, tip. And he said his tips went up substantially. So that's another sign. Put a, make a sign, go to Kinko's or whatever, laminate it, hang it behind your seat. Nothing tacky, no tip box or some ridiculous thing. Don't say, we don't make enough money, please tip me. Don't beg for it. But something cute, put it there. Just, and people are generous enough.
Yeah, put it in, put something that's going to be, you know, kind of unique for you. Like I said, I made a video on it a couple of months ago at this point, and talked about how it can help you by personalizing it and making it like that. So those types of things can definitely help. And it's just one of those things that's like in their face. So you don't have to be, hey, make sure to tip me. But you know, it's going to be there. So they're going to see it. And you know, if you just kind of like casually put it in there, that's going to be a lot better than, you know, tip me, tip me, tip me.
Don't be
something like that. So
anyway, but these are things that make a big difference. And at the end of the year, it'll add up. You won't even know it added up. And with no tax on tips, you won't pay any tax on that either. So, hey, it's all cash, man, in your pocket. So don't mess around. Let's do.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk about rider cancellations, the dirty game.
So how's this? How's this? How's this Fight Club? this relates to actually. Okay, so I know what's going on here. So I listened in yesterday on Coast to Coast to Matt and Lynn and, you know, Chuck, right? So this is the Chuck and Matt corner now. So, you know, we did like a couple of segments last 2 weeks, Chris, about riders complaining, approaching their drivers to do cash trips, friends and family trips, and things like that, right? Mm-hmm. So I take the blame for this one, folks. If you got this email that Chuck did, which thousands of tens of hundreds of thousands of you got, I take the fall for this one. I take the blame. Why am I going to take the blame? Because Uber watches everything. And once they said, oh, they're talking about cash trips now, let's end this bullshit. Let's send them a, passive-aggressive email threat. And they sent this. No, they sent this email to Chuck, and they sent it to many of you, I'm pretty sure. It says, provoking riders to cancel or accepting trips without the intention to complete them may frustrate your rider and violate our community guidelines. Buddy, you don't pay enough. That's why the drivers are doing, you know, trying to convert these trips. And you charge too much. You're ripping them off. That's why the riders are trying to convert these trips too now. It's not just the driver, Dara. So if you got this email, you know, I would say disregard it. Obviously, if you do call your rider and force a cancel because you don't want your cancellation rate to go up, if you guys don't think Uber is listening to that, you guys are fools. They're listening in. They're seeing every text you send. You know, if you say, oh, well, you know, I'm stuck in traffic, although you're sitting on your butt at a gas station, you don't want your cancellation rate to go up, you're forcing basically or telling the rider to cancel, they're reading your texts. They're listening to the phone calls going through the system. So don't do it that way. Just don't. Don't do that. That's no good. However, Matt caught on to something as a rider, Chris. Okay? He took a trip, right? And he wanted to cancel the trip. Look at what the rider sees on the cancellation screen. Look at these choices. Tell me not all of the... All of them blame the driver. All of them.
Yeah.
Well, driver arrived early. That's why I want to cancel as a rider. Well,
yeah, but the wait time too long.
Huh?
Yeah, but the wait time too long, that's more of a Uber issue.
Yeah, because they gamify it for them too. Because every time I take a trip, it says 3 minutes. I order it, it becomes 8, and then it becomes 10. Riders are gamified as much as drivers are gamified. So look at these reasons. Driver arrived early. Wait time was too long. That has nothing to do with the driver. Driver not getting closer, whatever that means. I guess the rider is watching the dot moving around, right? Could not find the driver. That happens quite often, actually, at the events and, you know, things like that. And here comes, Chris. Look what they put in there. Driver asked me to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Snitches.
See, now, this is where a dash camera comes in amazingly, because if you have a dash camera and then you can say, hey, I can give you any single ride you want, and it'll show every single time that there was no asking of cancellation there. You know, of the driver asking them to cancel. Well, then, sorry.
Yeah, we're well,
lost there.
This is not a good situation, though, for the driver, because no.
What about the I just don't want to do it anymore, or I found it cheaper on Lyft, or
something reasonable. You
know, I accidentally ordered. I didn't mean to.
I butt dialed
or whatever it was.
Yeah.
No. It's got to be somebody else.
Yeah, it's got to be always the driver. But that's new right there. The driver asked me to cancel, so Uber is definitely watching. So. And drivers are getting this notice. And Chuck said, I talked to him. He said he did not do anything like that. Like call a rider and say, hey, cancel or whatever. He did not. In fact, he was stuck in 4th of July traffic many times. He didn't even do it then. So Uber, you know, thanks for watching. We appreciate it.
I'm sorry. It was a technical error. And, we didn't mean to send it out to you, all the drivers that we got it to.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know what though, Matt, when he said, when he posted that, I mean, if you look at that, why that is horribly set up, because it's why do you want to cancel? And then you
none of your fucking business.
And it says why do you, optional, but then if you go down all the way to the bottom, it says keep my ride. So why would that be there and not just hit like a red cancel? So then that way, you know, you're not getting confused with having to select something, because for the let's be real. If you're looking at this, you're probably not going to see the skip button. You're probably going to have to select something because it says keep my ride at the bottom. So you're like, oh, I got to select something. So I'm just going to click this one. So this
catch,
is
bro.
Horribly, horribly done when it comes to it.
That's typical Uber, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But that's really a good catch, actually, because it's almost asking you to like pick one as opposed to keep my ride. How about you make the keep my ride like red or something, right? Or some other thing, or put it up top and then put the list on the bottom of the damn, you know, graphic, because that's what they want you to do. That's what they want the rider to do. They want the rider to snitch on the and driver. And, you know, all riders are not good apples. They're like, just like all drivers are not good apples, all riders, and the vast majority of riders are not good apples. So just to F you up, if they pick driver asked me to cancel, guess what's happening to that driver? Even if the driver did not ask to cancel, right? Uber, why is this all necessary? I'm a rider. I'm the paying customer. I cancel for whatever the fuck I want to cancel. Why do I need all these choices for? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I have 2 minutes. After 2 minutes, you charge me your fee. We move on.
Yeah, and at the bottom, it, there should be another option that just says cancel ride. And so,
yeah.
I understand. Yeah, keep your ride. Maybe you accidentally hit the cancel ride. I get that. That there is a back button, and yeah, I keeping that keep my ride, that's fine. Underneath that or just above that should be a red bar button that says cancel ride. And all you have to do is just click that. You don't have to worry about this. Why are we canceling? And yeah, I mean, the reason is like all of those are just stupid, because it's like, oh, we're going to try and blame somebody else.
So Matt just showed up. Matt, that's your screenshot right there. We're talking about your cancel as a rider cancellation window. It's total utter bullshit. Why do we need an extra window? And then on top, it says skip. Bro, Uber, stop it. Don't expect the riders to snitch on drivers. There's no reason for any of this bullshit. I just cancel.
Where's the too expensive button?
Yeah.
Why is that not in there?
Where is the one? I just got ripped. A new one, Uber. Where is that one? Huh?
Yeah. That used to be in there.
Really?
That one used to be, yeah, that used to be in there back in the day. No. Ride was too expensive. Yeah.
No way. Really? Yep. Because on the driver one, on the driver one, it says on the driver one, it says this trip is not worth it. This is one of the excuses for cancellation.
No, it used to. And it was like right after upfront fares for the passenger came around.
Really?
Oh, when they showed the estimated fare of the ride, when they canceled it, one of the options was ride was too expensive.
Yeah. Well, so these companies are allergic to cancellations, right? I don't think that's going to eliminate or reduce cancellations on the rider front. In fact, you're giving the rider six choices why they're canceling. Who cares? I'm canceling. And if because... 2 minutes passed, I'm paying the cancellation fee. Shut up,
Uber. I would say my Lyft showed up before Uber.
Oh, that's actually a good point because a lot of people double order. You know that, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I've had that happen a few times and I've beat the other driver.
Yeah. But it's always the driver, bro. It's always the driver. Always driver gets it, you know, up to you know what every single time. But
it's never Uber's fault. It's never Uber's fault. It's always got to be the passenger's fault or it's always got to be the driver's fault.
Well, because bro, here's the thing,
if we keep both of them apart and they're not happy with each other, then hey, they're the ones who are going to be fighting it out. And we're just going to step back and we're going to be like, oh, we're a tech company that just gets you to point A and point B and we connect you.
Should be one, too expensive. Two, my friend's Uber is closer. Three, Lyft was cheaper. We decided to have another beer. Done. There you go. I like it.
There you go.
So, Matt. Yeah, I'll send me an email with this. I'll forward it to Uber to change those choices. You know what I mean? Yeah. But then though, they're really freaking out about friends and family conversions, poaching. You know.
And well, you know that was them doing it to themselves.
Hey man,
Uber.
We're just reporting the shit. Honestly. Uber. We're not recommending it. We're reporting the shit. But if it's happening,
I'm absolutely recommending cash rides as long as you have the proper insurance.
Oh, yeah.
The proper things in place to make sure that you can give rides legally.
Oh, absolutely.
I am 100% for it. And like I said, I honestly think that with Uber and Lyft raising rates to try to get as much money as they can because they're chasing profits over people at 100%, then a driver, if you have a little bit of personality, if you have, you know, a little bit of charisma and you have a little bit of an idea to make it happen, I think you can actually make a goddamn killing out there when it comes to doing private rides. And I'm 100% for it because fuck Uber, fuck Lyft, and taking all of the money when it comes to charging passengers up the ass, paying drivers lower and lower rates, which we've seen with millions of data points, not just the edge case. So, you know, that's the problem. And hey, if you're going to make 30, 40, 50% more and they're going to be charged, you know, 30, 40, 50% less, it's a win-win.
Yeah, I agree. And just because he said what he said, all 300 of you, put a like, please, before you leave or forget. In fact, immediately right now, put a like on it right there. Just tab it. Anyway.
Just sent you an email, so make sure you see Sean's email. Shout out.
You know what? We can actually look at it now while you're going to the next subject. And on my phone, let's see. You didn't Photoshop it, did you, Sean? I can tell, Sean.
What was I going to say? Crap.
I can't do this. Harry goes, Fox 5 DC wants to talk to you. Fox 5 DC has to wait because we're doing the show.
Come on, Harry. You should know that by now. No.
No screenshot from Sean. Just an email. So, hey, where's the screenshot?
Well, when you were talking about the rider cancellations, I didn't really look at the screenshots earlier. At that one. So I thought it was a different type of a rider cancellation that was making the rounds earlier this week. And I was going to say,
is that why you said Fight Club?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I thought you were talking about something else. I'm not going to talk about this now.
No, because
that's Fight Club stuff.
Not that one. Next one.
All right. Well, let's move on though. Let's talk about some more Lyft algorithmic discrimination. And this is coming from Pablo, who did take part in the MPU. We've had Pablo on, I think, for a behind the wheel as well, too. Said, riddle me this, Lyft at David Risher, who still has blocked me and not unblocked me. I don't know why. I think everybody, guys, everybody on X right now, go on X.
I'm working on
David Risher and say unblock at Chris PZA 716. Do it.
I'm working on it.
But yeah, Pablo says, riddle me this, Lyft. How is it that a driver with a 40% turbo and a driver without it get the exact same fare on the same trip? At least disguise it a little. At Sergio, what do you think about this one? So,
well, you know my answer for that one. You know, you can tell, you can guess what my answer was. So here are the two trips, buddy. Okay, so after this, we're going to all sing happy birthday to David Risher. It's his birthday today. So, Chris, do you remember our test with MPU, right? Mm-hmm. More Perfect Union. That got like 5 million whatever views. Some ridiculous shit. For Uber's, to Uber's credit, Uber has fixed the AWD, I call it, algorithmic wage discrimination issue, to the point that it's like dimes, nickels and dimes. Like taking a poll, you know, nickels and dimes, although they do add up to hundreds of millions of dollars at the end of the year still. But we tested for Lyft as well during MPU, right? Yep. And the test was maybe like a year ago that video came out. So now this is fresh. How, look at these two trips. These are two trips that are basically identical. Pickup time, drop off, address. This is going from LAX to Century Park. And that's, I think, the Intercontinental Hotel, if I'm not mistaken. So I've done that trip a few times. So how is it that one driver has 774 bonus and gets 2709? The other driver has no bonus and gets 2709, Chris. If this is not the poster child for algorithmic wage discrimination, I have no idea what it is. And FYI, Lyft, I know you're watching too now. Look, you know, this did go to More Perfect Union, actually. So, we didn't want to give you a pass on the last one, you know, when we did the algorithmic wage discrimination test with seven drivers, right? But we did notice that Lyft's discrepancy, price fare discrepancy to the drivers was massive, like 10x of Uber. So now it seems like it's either getting worse or you guys completely ignored us. Completely. Well, not so fast. So that's all I'm going to say on that one. Because this is a no-go right here. No go. Definitely no. So stay tuned,
folks. Well, yeah. My thing is, it is working perfectly as intended.
For who?
Because you're getting a driver A is getting a 774 bonus, but okay, they don't realize that 774 bonus the fare has been reduced by $7.74 to offset that bonus coming in. So bonuses are nothing at this point. And the thing, though, that I find pretty miraculous is if you look at the below the pricing, one says it's $43.92 an hour for estimated rate for the ride. Uh-huh. The other one is $45.15 an hour for the estimated ride.
Yeah,
I find that amazingly interesting.
Yeah. Well, that's math for you.
How do you get about $1.35 or so more?
Oh, because when they do the calculation, they do it off base fare, Chris. That's why they don't do it including the. What Lyft machine does is they take 774 off of 2709, and then they come up with that number. That's how they do it. Because the true number is $45.15, actually, right there. Okay. 45.15. Mm-hmm. So this is a 36-minute trip, okay? So if you extrapolate it to a whole hour to get to active hour, you'll be exactly at 45.15. Lyft came up somehow with some sort of math. I don't know what kind of fuzzy math that was. So they came up with 43.92. I'm assuming what they did is they took, yeah, that's exactly what happened. They took 774 off 27, so that leaves you with about 20. Extrapolate that, maybe you'll get 43.92. I don't know, but look, All I'm saying is this. Lyft, no kosher, no bueno. This is no good. We don't want to go test it again. We know it's happening. So can you guys please fix this? Because this is no good.
Lyft, all I know is I think you need to watch Sesame Street again and go to Count. Because he knows how to count, unlike you.
Yeah, yeah. He
counts fun. He goes, 1, 2, 3, So make it fun. But yeah, that is absolutely wild. Same exact trip, same exact time. And one driver has a 774 bonus included. And
These are two different drivers, by the way. One is, you can tell the one on the right is a Hispanic driver, right? Because it's in Spanish. The one on the left is probably Pablo. What's happening? This is no good. We need to fix this. Lyft. For all of you here, today is David Risher's 60th birthday. Okay. If you guys want to send him a happy note, say happy birthday in the chat. I know.
So send him unblocked.
You guys will probably turn it off. Anyway, so it's his happy. It's his happy birthday shit. It's his birthday, and okay, I must say this. Okay, I don't care if you guys go. Go check that Business Insider article when Dara said tips are optional. If you get service above and beyond good service, then you only tip then. That's what he said last week in a Business Insider article, which we talked about last week on Show Me the Money. David Risher put a video, which I retweeted with that video. He said, it's a big birthday. No, it's his 60th. I thought he was his 50th. He looks young for a 60, bro. So long story short, he said, it's a big birthday. He didn't put it out, but I Googled him, so it's his 60th. He put out this video, short video. It's on my X feed. Go check it out. He says, if you want to give me a birthday gift, take a Lyft trip. And said, tip your driver big. Exactly, that's what he said. And I've retweeted it saying, I'm glad you didn't listen to the other guy, David, because the other guy said quite the opposite of you. So he probably read the article and just to go head to head with DK
or watch the show. Video out.
That was nice of him. He says, tip your driver big because all the tips
go to
your driver. That's what he said. There you go.
Are you singing or what?
No. Oh. Happy birthday to you, David.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe 60 years ago I was in the hospital with you.
I can't do it.
Now you're a big time CEO for the company Lyft, taking on those Uberites. Good job, my David. Now go unblock Chris on X.
Okay. I'm
done. Your mother said to unblock Chris on X. Come on now.
You're begging at this point. I'm working on that. I'm working on it, bro. I'm working on it. One day. Well, I don't know if he'll follow you or not, but I'm going to make sure you're unblocked. Because this is bullshit. David, come on, David. What's happening here? This is my partner. What's going on? And he doesn't say like stupid shit on X, by the way.
I'll point things out, and then it's other people who will like tag him in it. And it's like, bro,
that's my problem. I'm gonna get blocked by everyone now. All the Uber folks and the Lyft folks, because what they do is now they know they respond to me, they tag me on everything they fucking put up. I'm like, why are you guys tagging me? Stop tagging me, don't tag me. I have nothing to do with your bullshit. So Uber,
I know, right? Well, either way, that was actually kind of a cool thing for him to say is take a Lyft ride and if your driver's big. So hopefully you're going to get some big tips out there. But I doubt it because not many people are going to follow him on X as a passenger anyway. So either way, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, that was definitely cool. And
I taught my son how to be very nice.
Okay, see, keep doing that. We can't keep doing the show. We just can't. I'm just going to go under the desk. That's what's going to happen.
One more thing there, Mr. David. I did tell you you need to get back on Show Me the Money Club and talk with those fine young gentlemen, Chris and Sergio. It's been way too long. It's almost been a year and a half or something since you've been on the show last. And you said you were going to be on every 90 days. And, you know, your mother's telling you, make sure you get on that show.
Always listen to your mommy, David. Always 60 or not. And David made it to the big time. He was on the Professor Galloway, Scott Galloway's podcast.
Oh, that's a step below us. Come on, that's like
Professor Scott Galloway.
That's like when you're dating somebody here and then you're like, you backslide to somebody here. Like, why would you
go like from a thoroughbred to a donkey? Is that what's going on? Like,
yeah, pretty much. Well, before the Mustang.
He was there.
You just put on the donkey show. Well, come on.
He was smooth. I watched it and he was like very smooth. And I read the comments. You know, he converted like 6 or 8 Uber riders to Lyft riders. I mean, David is smooth. He's likable. What am I supposed to say? Like, he is. You guys met him. You guys won't talk shit to his face because you can't. He's nice. He's
decent. No, he was nice. I mean, when we were talking to him before the show, you know, when we had him on, yeah, he was very nice.
Well, he's a lot more human than Darth Vader. That's all I can say.
Oh, come on. Now we're never going to have Dar on.
As if we were. Like, as if we were. Because they just, you know, just kick the can down the road. And tomorrow I'll send Uber an email saying, hey, can you guys put Dar on the show? I'll be like, your surge.
I know, right? All right, well, let's move on. Let's talk about 5 topics drivers should not be talking about with their riders, especially if you want to get more tips, get that $20 extra per shift. Don't talk about these. Also, if you don't want to get flagged for anything, don't talk about these. So we got 5 different things.
Look at this one. Bro,
what?
Do you watch us at all? Do you watch any of my interviews? He goes, don't ask softball questions. What are you talking about? He said,
Sergio and Chris, don't ask softball questions like Harry does. Harry asks the softball questions. We ask real questions.
We don't ask softball questions. We hammer the shit out of him when they show up. That's why DK is not showing up.
He's saying we get the real. We're not like the step down to blow smoke up their ass to make them all feel good inside. We want to have a real conversation, but we actually want to get somewhere with it.
We scare them off. Okay, so here are 5 topics. Listen up. Listen to a veteran driver. Okay. 1, if that's the top one right there, especially with what's going on in the country now, if you're driving in some really, really left-wing blue state, especially if you're driving a Tesla, don't even touch that number one right there. Like, don't even go near it, even if they prompt you, because there'll be riders that get in the car, oh, that effing Elon, or oh, that effing Trump. I'd be like, la 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 Trump. La 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 la.
He don't release the files like he told me he was going to release them. Release the files immigrant.
What'd you do?
I said, release the files now.
Oh my God.
Oh, but seriously, politics is the biggest no-no, especially with how divided so many people are. And then how so many people have a few screws loose up it there when it comes down to it. So just let them spew their crap and say, get on my car and laugh it off afterwards or something. I don't know.
you will get stabbed in the neck if you do that. So don't do that.
You know what I'm waiting for? You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting to see a ride on somewhere that is going from like Miami to Alligator Alcatraz or like something like that, like just to see how much it would get paid to go out that way.
Anyway, so politics is number one. Even if a passenger brings it up, it's best to keep your shut your STFU. Political conversations can escalate quickly. No shit, especially in today's polarized environment. Don't even think about it, because if you think about it, they may feel it or give them like a dirty look or some shit through the rearview mirror. No tip for you, sir. There goes your tip.
Fuck that. They can have a knife and they're going to stab your ass.
No, fuck yeah. They do it, bro. They're people are messed up today. Number two.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Number two, religion. This is probably as big. So I had a tough time just deciding, should I do politics or religion? I go politics. Yeah, don't do religion either. You know, don't do any of that stuff, whether it's your beliefs or
questions. I like to do to my passengers every time they get in. I say, hey, my name's Chris. Thanks for being a rider. Let me talk to you about Jesus. Have you found Jesus? Because I lost him last night. Because I lost him when I was coming home from the bar.
Praise the Lord. Like, and then if you're in the a Muslim driver, which we respect all drivers, you know, at 5 o'clock you got to take your prayers, pull the car over, face east, start praying. Don't do any of that shit. Whether it's your beliefs or questions about the riders, religion is a deeply personal topic. Talking about
it, I think we got to scratch number three off.
We should be talking about that all the time. What? Yeah, no, don't. The rich says people ask me what I think about Trump. You don't. You say immigration, ICE, no habla español, no habla inglés. You just get the fuck away from that. Number three. Now, a lot of good-looking Uber drivers, I am sure, have had the offers. In fact, I think my partner have had an offer or two.
I've had a three-way offer. I've had,
extracurricular activities. Let's not do that either, because seriously, don't do that. It's your life. We'll do whatever you want. You can do all of these, but I'm just saying, don't do it. If you want to get tipped, if you want to keep your rating together, just stay away from these. Sex and relationships, any talk involving dating, sex, or passengers' relationship status is a huge red flag. Because you have to understand, these people don't know you. Obviously, you don't know them either. They're in your car. I mean, you know.
I've had the very intrusive passengers, you know, doing that. I'm sure there's probably quite a few drivers that are in chat right now that have probably
Yeah. No, if you're driving drunk hours, you got like hot girls in your car, kind of flirty. I mean, hey, whatever.
If I'm in the bar, I would definitely do it. But in the car, when there's money exchanged, like, driving Uber or Lyft, that's a different story. But I mean, if you're in like a comfortable setting, you know, going to a bar, hanging out, whatever it might be, it's a different story. But yeah, when you're actually being a professional, definitely a no-no.
No, don't do it. Please don't do it. Number four, money and tips. We just talked about tips twice in two segments. Don't be begging. Okay.
No, just make it easy. Put it in their face, but not like overtly, just like a run of the mill. Like I said, the thing that I made about a custom sign, do that. You know, if you have a tablet that's going through advertisements, you can put something on there, but also at the bottom, you can have something where every time or the whole thing is going to show like how you can tip and rate 5 stars and all that.
Yeah.
Those types of things, it's not in the face, but it's there to remind them. And it gives that extra reinforcement to tip at the end of the ride.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And a lot of drivers these days, you know, what they're doing is they're so concerned with Uber's take rate, right? They're just going to go like, oh, I don't make enough money. You know, then why are you driving? We're going to talk about that. You guys are going to come on. Why are 8 million people driving on the Uber platform these days? Don't ask if they'll tip, complain about not getting tip, or talk about your earnings. It makes riders uncomfortable and puts pressure on them, which can backfire, actually. Last but not least, this is also an important topic in our society these days. Passenger appearance and identity. We teach this to our kids at elementary school as opposed to finance and things like that. But yeah, don't mess around with this topic either. Look, man, people do shit to their bodies and color their hairs and do whatever the heck they want to do. It's their body. It's their temple. They can do whatever the heck you want. Just be tolerant. You know, that's all I can say. Avoid comments or questions about how someone looks, what they're wearing, their gender, ethnicity, accent, or anything that could be interpreted as profiling or judging. Stick to neutral topics like the weather, sports, music, if the rider seems open to chatting. Pro tip, last but not least, you guys got to be like a comedian. You got to read the room. When in doubt, follow the rider's lead. I always do. I say my good morning. I say my good evening. When they walk in the car, I confirm the address when they're going after I slide it over, and that's where I'll stop. You want a quiet ride, buddy? You want to flip your Facebook in the back seat? No problem. The quiet rides are great. Just whoop, A to B, we're all there. However, if they want to talk, you talk. I always let them take the lead. What do you do? Do you let them take the lead, or you just chatterbox and just go at it?
Yep. And then, you know, this is that drivers should not. But the problem is, we all know passengers will talk about these things, whether they want to or not. Some of them just do. You know, I mean, number three, obviously, if you're driving drunk hours, it's going to happen more often. But like, you know, any of these topics can. So one of the things that you can do if they start talking about it, especially if it's against your morals or values, you know, if you're one side of the aisle and they're the other side and they're complaining about your side or whatever, and you're like, oh my God, I can't deal with this or whatever. All you have to do, just nod in agreement with them. It'll make their day. It helps. So you don't have to worry about it. You don't really talk about it, and always be like a few levels lower than them on anything about those types of topics. So, you know, because sometimes they're going to try to trap you. I've had a couple of riders try to trap you, and I just wasn't playing along. So those types of things, when you do stuff like that, that definitely helps too. So just not an agreeance, you know, agree if you have to, and kind of leave it at that. And then that way you don't have to actually engage really in the conversations. And, you know, when they get out, especially if they're, you know, at odds with you in your own morals and beliefs, then that's fine. You took their money, they're out of the car, life is good again. And you don't have to worry because you didn't actually participate with the conversation. So unfortunately, yes, I've had probably every single one of those come from me, from a passenger, in multiple stances, whether it's politics, religion, sex, money, and I mean appearance, you know, looking, and you know, those types of things. So definitely
read the room. Finally, that's it. That's what we do.
All right, let's move on and let's talk about Waymo. I don't know why we're talking about Waymo, but either way, would you put your kid or teen in a Waymo? The short answer, not a goddamn chance.
Well, I will.
No, I won't.
Well, not if kid, not kid.
They're not going to one either. They're going to learn how to drive. No, they're going to learn how to drive. They're a teenager, 16.
Well, until they learn how to drive. Until they get their license.
What are you talking about?
This is actually an underserved market, and Waymo knows this. Now, this is not possible in California. CPUC has stopped Uber, shut Uber Teen down in California. My hat's off to CPUC. Thank you. But what they also have done is autonomous vehicles. Anybody under the age of 18 cannot be in an autonomous vehicle by themselves in California. Although I am hearing that in San Francisco, a lot of these tech bros are putting their kids in these Waymos, send them to soccer practice, send them to school, and doing all this shit. So what about you guys? Would you put... Macrobake says, I wouldn't put my cat in a Waymo. Well, that would be a bad situation, actually. Yeah, that would be a bad situation. So Waymo said, in a new offering, accounts for teens ages 14 to 17, starting in Phoenix. The age range expansion comes as Waymo seeks to increase ridership amid broader expansion of its ride-hailing service across the U.S. Waymo said it will offer specially trained rider support agents. That almost sounds like Uber's highly rated, completely vetted,
your son or your daughter.
So you won't do it, huh? But I know I'll put my 15-year-old son in this car in a Waymo.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Because not gonna happen.
Okay. This is a topic that keeps coming up. I'm not claiming to be righteous or perfect, but is it really necessary to cuss during this?
You're fucking right, it is.
Jesus. Bro.
Look. You gotta have some thicker skin if you're doing rideshare.
Yeah, I know. You're seeing.
If you're gonna get if you're gonna get your panties in a twist because somebody's swearing on the internet, oh my goodness. I'm sorry,
listen. We cuss when it's necessary. It's not like we cuss when it's completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like when I say fuck my Uber kids, because they just fuck Uber. Like, oh, I mean,
stop. What? I'm like, don't talk like that.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're not living in 1954.
Whatever.
We're not. What the hell was his name? A fucking Leave It to Beaver. No.
Okay. Don't do the voice. Let me finish this. Let me finish this, and then you can do the voice. Don't do the voice.
What voice are you talking about there?
Ah, fuck it. Go ahead. You finish it. Go ahead.
Okay, what am I going to say?
Yeah. Do the whole thing in your voice. Do the whole thing in your voice. Go ahead.
Do what, my voice? I'm so lost.
The whole Waymo. Do some Waymo jokes, because you love Waymos. I know you love Waymos. I couldn't put you in L.A., I know you love them.
I'm going to get cones in Phoenix and Atlanta and all these. So if you guys see cones, speaking of, did you see the new side note? Did you see the new map of where Tesla is going to have the robotaxis?
Yeah, I did. Leave it to Elon, bro.
Leave it to Elon. For those who don't know, and for those with sensitive ears, please don't listen. But he made a big giant penis on Austin's map.
Yeah, I did. It's a big, like right through the Waymo geofence. You know,
yep.
He did like this right there.
It's ginormous.
Leave it to Elon. Although the rides went from 420 to 690 now.
Yeah, well, hey, inflation, my friend, inflation.
50%, 690. There's also a message, I'm sure, somewhere in there. 69, 690. So anyway,
there might be, but you got to leave out the zero in order to do that.
Compose
at least it's not $69.
The scammer voice is a plus. Yeah, that's not a scammer voice. That's a Southern David Richards mother's voice. What are you talking about?
Oh, no. It was. That was originally.
It was the original scammer voice?
Yeah, when I call up scammers and waste their time.
Was your special
David Richards. Oh, my God. We would have so much fun with it, fucking with these scammers so much. We would be in Walmart and then have to go to the bathroom and all this crazy stuff. Oh, my God.
Anyway, we have lost all composure and control, so we're done with this topic. Let's go to the next topic.
Well, we're going to go to super chats, shout-outs, comments, all that good chat. First, we are going to bring some of you on. We're going to put the link out on the show. And hold on. All I know
is... cussing is allowed, by the way. So as long as it's necessary. Unnecessary cussing, you will get booted. There you go.
Yeah. And if you're coming on to talk about it because, my sensitive ears, I'm just going to boot you. All right. So, yes, if you want to come on to the Driver's Corner segment, we are going to be talking about... Oh, hold on. I forgot to put that in there.
Oh, that hurts.
All right. So, if you want to be in the Driver's Corner segment, we're going to be talking about why are more people driving for Uber or Lyft than ever before. Yeah. I know Sergio has a couple of slides that he is going to be talking about first, so we can get into that. When you guys come on, we'll bring you on.
So I saved you all the headache of commercials, because if I did this is my original Google Docs format. If I had done it off the webpage, it would be like 80 million ads. So I just keep this shit together. So why are more people driving for Uber Lyft than ever, even as earnings decline? Okay. Over the past decade, the rideshare industry has transformed urban transportation. Uber, the largest player in the space, has seen its driver base grow year after year, up to 8 million globally as of the last earnings report. Yet a strange paradox has emerged. While more people are driving for Uber than ever before, many drivers report that their earnings have declined significantly over the past 5 years. Proven by Gridwise, by Arlen Sherman, by our community emailing me 10,000 times a year. So why are more people joining the platform that so many say pays less and treats them worse than it used to? So here are my reasons. Let's see if you all agree. This is the topic we're talking about today. This is the article on the website. Go check it out. Subscribe to the newsletter. Low barriers to entry, the gig economy's open door. I'm just going to read the headlines because the whole thing is wonderfully written, but you guys can go check it out. Please go check it out. I even tweeted it out. Low barriers to entry, the gig economy's open door. Number two, economic pressure, inflation, layoffs, and income gaps. Number three, the gross versus net illusion, a misleading picture, which Uber and Lyft have a lot to do with that, by the way, because they talk about active hour. We don't talk about active hour here. Number four, platform incentives and short-term gains, which are all but mostly gone. Number five, the flexibility factor. Every driver I talk to says that is their number one factor. Autonomy still matters. Number six, Uber needs more drivers to maintain service levels. Number seven, part-time and casual drivers, the new normal. Number eight, which I think is very correct, financial desperation and erosion of alternatives. Number nine, psychological traps, sunk costs, and the hope of a better day. And number 10, which I'm going to read this paragraph, which I'm proud of. Uber's strategy, churn is built into the business model. Uber doesn't need every driver to stick around long term. In fact, its business model thrives on constant churn. New drivers are cheaper to acquire, more motivated by bonuses, and less aware of the platform's downsides, such as gamification and algorithmic wage discrimination, because they haven't met us yet. By the time the drivers burn out, Uber has already replaced them with newer recruits. This model works for Uber and Lyft, at least for now, but it keeps earnings low and creates a revolving door, frustrated workers. Done. That's my article. Go check it out. Now come on and talk about it. Why are you driving? Although you're complaining.
Yeah. Well, I think, again, master market when it came to Uber. And they said, hey, you know, when you're going to work, when you're coming home from work, when you're doing this, when you're doing that, you know, when your kids at soccer practice, when you're doing, you know, if you got a few extra hours on the weekend, I got to do turn on the app, go out there, make some extra money. So they marketed that really, really well. And it stuck.
It did. Yeah.
They don't really market it that way as much. You still can see some of the marketing. But they have changed it up a little bit. But yeah, they had a massive marketing masterfully done when it came down to it.
I got to give him credit, Chris, is that they created this amazing massive marketplace. I'm not saying you're going to be profitable. You can turn on that fucking app. See, I cussed again. That was completely unnecessary. Whoever
oh,
you
my
were,
God,
I
Sergio.
That, I apologize for that one. Anyways.
virgin ears.
Okay, so they created this marketplace. You can turn the app on literally 24 hours a day, both apps, and you will make something. You will make some cash. I'm not saying you'll be profitable. I'm not saying any of that. But you will put some cash in your pocket. In what world? I mean, today, if you went to McDonald's to get a cook's job, you need to go through like 5 interviews, bro. This one, you upload, boom, you're driving, you're making something. That's all I'm saying. So grab the fucking link. No, grab the link, not the goddamn. Grab the link and come on. I know Muhammad is going to come on for sure. Muhammad, you should be the first one. Get you out of the way.
Watch, he's not going to come on today because of that.
Probably.
Oh, goddamn it, Sergio.
Made him feel bad. Where is the link, buddy?
The
link is buried. Nobody can see the link. We'll put it again.
My God, bro.
Bro, it's gone. It's like 100 comments ago.
Oh my God.
Well, you know, those young whippersnappers who know how to click it, yeah, clicked on it, that. Or could click it.
Look at that one. Look at that one. There you go. That's not that much. It used to be a lot, bro.
Used to be like 1200.
Okay, there's
bucks.
The link right there on the bottom, right there. Grab it. Don't let us hanging. We got 10 minutes. Yeah, something like
other that. Other than that, we can.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, you know what? We should do that. If nobody comes on, just do the rest. We'll do 10 minutes with your voice, and then I'll be just dying here. So that's good. Give David some more birthday advice.
Oh, Rita, get off the phone. We don't want to hear you anymore.
Oh, shut up, Dad, Doug.
Anybody? Nobody? Are you guys serious?
Nobody. They're all, I don't know.
Bullshit. All this work.
I think everybody's laughing from
from your voice. Yeah, they're all shit in their pants because of your voice. Where is the link? I don't even see. Oh, they have to copy and paste it?
Yeah.
They can't just click on it?
It's the only way you can do it. It's in the chat.
Oh. Well, when I put my link up, since we have time, I have a finance channel. You guys should go learn how to trade and invest, by the way. It's at Sergio Avedian on YouTube. You guys will learn quite a bit, and you'll be out of this rat race in no time. Yep.
There he is. Did you see the meme that I posted on X yesterday about how to make money on Uber in 2025?
No.
Hold on. I got to pull it up.
See, if all of you were half as ballsy as Muhammad, okay, half, we would have like a lineup of people here why you're still driving and complaining, or why are 8 million people still driving for Uber. Sally, why don't you come on? Grab the link, Sally. Grab it.
Muhammad, how you doing?
Greetings, Sergio and Chris. How's ever? Happy Tuesday.
Happy you Tuesday, too. How you doing? Mr. Wolverine. What's happening?
Thank you. Nothing new. Look, I don't have any cuss words because, you know, I'm too old, you know, I mean, to swear in front of people. Now, some of the things, do's and don'ts.
The older you get, the more you cuss, bro. What are you talking about?
No, it said the topic was cuss words.
The older you get, the more you cuss.
No. Who am I going to cuss?
You're too proper. I get it. You're too proper.
Okay. Yes. Now, some of the things, do's and don'ts. We're not okay. Can I elaborate?
Might as well, because we're not sticking to the topic with you at any time anyway.
Okay. Number one is when you're picking up somebody from the airport, never ask them where they're coming from.
Why?
Number two Why? Is if you're driving somebody to either to, you know, it looks like they're working, don't ask them are you going to work? Because, you know, they might be going there for shopping. They might get offended.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's number two. And the other one is I speak a little bit of Spanish. One time I picked up some riders. They were talking a foreign language. I thought it was Spanish. So I spoke to the guy next to me in Spanish. The guy in the back started having he got mad. And then the rider next to me.
He wasn't talking Spanish. That's why.
No, he wasn't. But see, they were thinking I'm asking them. I mean, maybe asking them extensive questions about, you know, immigration or that. So don't talk to them more like they talk to me.
Okay. Can we just earth to Muhammad? Can we come back to the topic?
Yes.
Can we just, okay. The topic is Muhammad. We love you. You know, we love you. So
I love you. I love you guys too.
but Muhammad, if you do this to your wife, she's going to kill you or divorce you or both. Muhammad, listen to what we're doing here, Muhammad. Allahu Akbar, please listen to what we're doing
here.
Listen. So the topic is more than ever, more people are driving for Uber around the globe.
Yes.
We said we gave you all those reasons. What do you think the top reason is for people driving for Uber?
It's the easiest to get on, you know. They can just upload their documents and they're ready to go. You know, there's no dress code, you know. And also, like, number one is the freedom to drive anytime they want.
There you go.
Other than that, you know, and also I used to think it was like easy money, but, you know, it seldom is.
Okay. It's seldom. You haven't deleted the app?
No, I haven't, but I'm coming close. You know, it's I have an ultimatum for Uber. Now, ooh. Yes. Okay. Now here's my ultimatum is, you want to know why strikes don't work? There is an X factor. Now, I'm not going to say that X factor what it is right now, because if I say, you know, I'm going to have to warn Uber about it, you know, for them to start sending me a good ride. If they don't, I will reveal what the X factor is in future episodes. And believe me, once we get the X factor involved, Oh, Uber is going to lose a lot of money. And it's not political.
Let's keep it secret for now.
Yes, it's not blackmail. Basically, it's very simple.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah. And, you know, I love driving for Uber. You know, I love driving. You know, I feel like it's sometimes a sense of commitment. You know, but the problem is when money is not coming in, is, you know, it's not necessarily, it's no good.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So let's keep the X factor quiet for now. And we love you. And you stay safe. Be healthy. And
yes, thank you.
Go Wolverines.
That's right. Go Blue. Go Wolverines. Thank you.
All right.
They're going to play USC this year. They're going to play USC this
year. I'm a USC grad, so be careful on that. I will get deactivated.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
You too. All right, we got Macrobake bringing on in just a moment, but this is what I posted on X, how to make money with Uber in 2025. Drive for Uber.
I didn't see that. Stock. Did you? I didn't see that one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know about 95. I think it's a little rich, but we'll see. You know, the train has left the station. That was at 25, bro, when they put the upfront fares. You know what I mean? That's so no-brainer right there. Yeah, I say this all the time, and people get pissed off. You had a chance to buy stock at Lyft when David showed up. Stock is 15. That's 50, 60%. Where are you going to get that kind of money? And then Uber was 23. It's like almost 100. That's 4X. Where are you going to get that kind of money? You know, if you can't beat him, you join him. You buy the stock. There's nothing unethical about buying their stock and making money. I mean, anyway.
All right, let's bring up Macrobake. What's going on?
What up, guys? How you been?
I can tell he's so sleepy, bro. He hasn't slept all night. He's just changing diapers and shit.
That baby, man. Hey, I tell you what, that I heard that nonstop, and that cliche is so true. The no sleep thing is crazy.
Welcome to the club, sir.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's
true. How you doing? Cliche.
But I'm doing good. Yeah, good. I'm here. I'm back to work. So long, you know, you guys know I wake up at 3, start at 4 a.m., be done by 10, you know, I shoot for 200 every morning, but I'll, you know, get like 150, 180 around there, but everything's been good. But now I'm back to that delivery job I work for, and it's been really good here. I kind of missed it because, Uber right now it's summertime, and this summer, man, it's not as busy as last summer,
really?
Especially in San Diego. I think the whole, immigration thing might've scared tourists off or, but definitely on top of that, to the question, why are more people driving? I think because a lot of layoffs are happening. A lot of people are getting fired from their jobs, and they got a lot of car notes, and, they got to figure it out. And, like I've said before, and you said on this channel, it's not a career, but it's definitely what I call the ultimate side hustle. And if you got even just $1,000 bill, you got to make up. I mean, dude, you can work 30 hours a week, make an extra $4,000 after expenses and all that. You're still left with like close to $3,000. Yeah. And so, you know, that's an ultimate side hustle, because if no one's hiring you, I've picked up people that are like a top chef that just moved from here, and they've worked at top resorts, said no one's hiring them, that they're overqualified. I haven't heard overqualified since 2008. So. I couldn't get a job at McDonald's because I didn't have experience. Now they'll give any Joe Schmo a job at McDonald's, but slowly I'm noticing people are laying off like crazy. You know, Microsoft laying off thousands. All these people are in tech. Why not just hop in there, you know, their EV most likely that they got, and do a couple rides and get some more cash? So I think that's why more people are driving, is because they need money and they just got laid off.
Yeah, so I think not because it's so lucrative, right? Not because it's so lucrative, and it's not that easy. Because I know you do other things, but you know, the problem with all this, I think, is the economy's stupid. I think the government, you know, I talk about this on my finance channel quite a bit. The government gaslighting the shit out of Americans in this country, right? Oh, inflation is low, unemployment is low, everything is great. I mean, nothing is great, bro. Economy is like falling apart, actually. But that's why people drive. Their W-2s are shit. They're not enough. It's not enough.
That's why I originally started doing Uber and Lyft, because I have a decent job. The pay is pretty decent, but then my cost of living just gets more and more expensive. and the raises I get here are not keeping up. So that's why I started doing Uber and Lyft, and I already drive. I've already been driving for 7 years, so it was an easy transition for me. Yeah. So I've already been doing it. I passed that mark where most people drop it. So, but yeah, I keep driving for the extra cash. So I could see that's got to be the main reason. You know, it's obviously the whole you set your own schedule, blah blah blah. But honestly, it's just the people need extra money.
Yeah, I agree. It's the macro economy. People drive because they have to drive. I mean, they have to make ends meet, man. You got to put food on the table. Macro, thank you for coming on.
No worries.
Thank you for sticking
appreciate
to the subject.
And buy more Uber stock and more Google stock. Later.
There you go. You heard it from here. It's not financial or investment advice, folks, but that's what he said.
Hey, did you see Carvana?
Yeah.
You're talking about that way back when it was at the lows, and then all of a sudden,
shot up. Yeah, bro.
Crazy. Yeah. All right, we got Jesus.
Jesus.
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
How's it going?
It's going.
I like your attire. I like your shirt, collar shirt, and all that.
Just trying to look presentable for these riders.
Okay.
Nice.
What city are you from?
San Diego.
Oh, you're with the macro. Okay.
Cool. San Diego.
Okay, you're getting cut off.
Yeah, your connection's a little poor there. You can try to make it back on before the show. Let us know, but
okay. Well, if you get a better connection, come back. Anyway. All right, folks. That's the show. Hope you enjoyed it.
Hold on. I think he
enter. Somebody's coming. Nope.
Maybe not. And the screen went black. All right.
Okay. This person here, I've read her comments. She does leave good comments. You want to come on? You have 1 minute to decide. No? Yes? She does write good comments, bro. So for you folks, I do read the comments. Unlike everybody else at Ratchet Guy, I do read the comments. And I do respond to some. Anyway, anything else going on, bud?
No.
Okay. Can you finish? Fun. Can you like send us off with your southern?
Well, I think we all need to sing a happy birthday to our dear Davey for giving us all our wonderful money, because you can drive passengers to and from the locations. So it's a happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
God bless. God bless you. God bless, Mama. And for whoever that was, next show, I personally will not
take a lift and tip big, like Davey said.
Yep. Take a lift for David. Tip big. Unlike Darth Vader said, and
tip your passenger, tip your drivers big.
Tip your drivers big. Go check that video out. He really did put a video out, bro. I give him kudos on that. And whoever you were, personally speaking, I guarantee next Tuesday I'm not cussing, not once.
That'll last all of 5 minutes. Come on.
Fuck no. Of course we're going to cuss.
That'll last all of 5 minutes. Let's be real.
I didn't even last 5 minutes. That was like 30 seconds. Okay. All right. We had too much fun today. It was a good show. Please put a like. Put a like. Please put a like. It's free, you bastards. Put a like. Hey, even if you don't like it, just put a fucking like.
Hey, that's like trying to go with a tip. Are you going to tip me? Please tip me. I need the extra money. They're only paying me $3.14 for the trip. Please tip me, tip me, tip me.
Why would anybody do that? Like, that's too desperate, you know? Okay, I get tipped quite a bit, actually. The reason for that is I just do is like, see, I pass out one of these. It goes, oh. You what do you do? And I go, this is well. And they check it on the back seat, and then we start the conversation, and boom, sure enough, almost every trip, you know, icebreaker, ride share guy cards. I don't use these anymore. I have extra ones. So I just every time I drive, I just pass it out. because they go like, like, yeah. Anyway, appreciate everybody. Much love. Stay safe. Stay healthy. None of the shit is worth anything. My next article should drop, hopefully, before next Tuesday, so we can talk about it. You know, Chris, I wrote the next article. The picture is not an Uber Lyft picture. You know what a picture is? It is a cherry, juicy cherry. Two cherries, in fact. Yeah.
Shirley Temple.
Bible of cherry picking. Stay tuned for all the ants out there.
Get your Shirley Temple on.
Yes, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, all right. I'm going to go have a beer and then take my son to soccer practice. What do you have going for the rest of the day, sir? Well, it's 8 o'clock.
I'm going to go out into the garage and enjoy because the kids are going to go to sleep soon. And it's nice to take the edge off.
Go to your man cave. That's right. Yep. See you, folks.
All right. See you guys later. We'll see you guys next week.